some of the other stories that my mother told me that I remember were that her mother acted like all the children were born under the rose bush. When my grandmother made baby clothes, she would put them away if her married brother came in. She also made mother's sisters tell her about having periods. One of her favorite stories about her brother Wendell was Pom Pom Pullaway. In Pom Pom Pullaway, the kids would not chase mother because she was so much younger and smaller and it was easy to catch her. They wanted to try to catch someone that was more of a challenge. Well, one time Wendell saw that and he put mom on his shoulders. Well, all the kids came chasing and mom thought they were chasing her and she was thrilled to be able to participate. She also told the story of my grandmother taking the four children on the train to go and see my grandmother's mother. And my Auntie Seal was definitely not easy to deal with. She was walking around on the backs of the chairs and some woman was giving a warning about how a child had fallen and broken its head just some time before. And then Seal ran into the men's room. She ran around announcing that they were a sucker, a Hawkeye, and a Badger because my grandfather had been a minister and moved around in different churches. Most of the kids had been born in different states. Another story she told that was fun is coming home and finding her mother in tears, and she didn't know what terrible thing had happened. The terrible thing that had happened was that my Auntie Seal had bobbed her hair. She had never cut her hair. The other girls, I think, had gotten trims at various points, but Auntie Seal had let her hair grow without ever cutting it until she dramatically got it bobbed. Probably her favorite story about herself was that she got mad at her good friend Gladys, and she was quite young at this time. And my grandmother gave her a story about she tried to explain that the Bible says that you, when someone is nasty to you or naughty to you, that you turn around and you're nice to them. You know, turning the other cheek, although she used words that were more appropriate for a little girl. Well, my mother evidently thought about it, and she said, I can't read it, I don't understand it, and I don't have to do it. And mom felt that was the only time she said something that was truly cute. During the Depression, when she talked about going to the movies, they were double features with live acts in between. One of the people that she saw as a live act was Ethel Waters. Another story she told about her brother Wendell was that when he wanted to get into World War I, he had a problem in that he was fairly short, like most McMinns, and he kept measuring himself to see if he was now tall enough to be able to get into the military. She also told about when he had his first soda pop. It was strawberry and got it at the local drugstore. Someone had purchased it for him. Well, the bubbles went up his nose, and he certainly wasn't sure that he really liked this. So he suggested to the person that bought it for him that Seal might like to have a dose. Guess that said what he thought about Coke.